I'm feeling it. Welcome back to episode 21, season 3.
Woo!
We are back.
We're back.
In full effect.
Oh! Thank you very much.
We got the claps for you right now. Hey man, my name is DJ Kiefer right here. This is the R&B Live podcast. No longer growing and sexy, and we will talk about that in the meanwhile. Can't do this without the sexiness. You know, goodbye to sexy too, but this young lady is way more sexier than all three of us, even Jay Boogie, put together.
Facts.
You're funny.
He said facts. The one and only Miss Tashaw.
What's up? I am excited to be here. Our first show in the new season. We got some good stuff coming up.
Why you got your shades on too?
I am stunting tonight.
You know why we got the shades on?
We got the shades on
because we stars now.
We stars.
You know we stars. But anyway, we got a third star. You know, there's nothing without him.
Absolutely.
He got like four names, right? Everyone should know these names by now because we already had a full season with this brother on our episodes. He's with us.
He's the man.
The one and only Mr. Good Vibe.
Hey.
What's up, Mr. Good Vibes?
And he gets his claps because he knows how to do it. He knows how. What's up, man?
What's cracking?
How you doing, bro?
I'm good.
Man, welcome back, man.
I know, right?
I missed you guys.
I know. I miss you too, girl. I know.
It's good to be back.
I miss all y'all, man.
I feel at home.
We take a month off and it seems like it's forever.
I know. Right?
You know, it seems like forever, you know.
Do we take a month off and it goes up 30, 40 degrees in heat?
Oh that my too. God. Can we not talk about the damn fucking exclusive?
The heat wave that's been going on.
110 plus
across the last... It's global though.
We've been fucking global for the last 12 years I've been in this motherfucker. I think we're the ones that set the fucking trend. If Vegas is hot, everybody else gets hot. So, but good vibe, how you doing, man? What's been going on with you, bro?
You know, same old, doing my thing.
Yeah. How's Tuesday Blink going? How's that going?
That's still going, man. Okay. I had to take the July 4th one off because of a gig, and they still did it, and it from what I heard, it was still good.
Yeah, they had a good turnout?
That's what I heard. It was a decent turnout. Not as good as it would have been normally because it was a holiday.
Yeah, okay. It was it's definitely a holiday situation there, so that's why, yeah. And what else you got going on, man? Today is... you know, July 26th, you know what I'm saying? So what you got on the docket, man, for July and August?
For July, I don't know. August, I got like a couple of concerts I think I'm doing.
Okay, that's me, sorry. Go ahead. You got a couple of concerts?
The mic doesn't like you, man.
I know, my bad.
Feedback.
Because I can't hear myself.
We're back.
So you got a couple of concerts coming up?
Yeah, I got a couple of island reggae concerts.
I'm mixing a reggae show. I can't even talk about it.
Damn. Oh, it's a secret.
It's a secret. Yeah.
Oh, I want to know what it is now.
I know.
I'm mixing it actually.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I'll let you know.
And we're not invited?
Yes and no. No, I'm going to say no. I just can't tell the public yet.
Okay.
You will know later.
You guys will get the secret later.
Yeah. Y'all get it later. But anyways, okay, so you doing your thing.
Doing my thing.
All right. And Mr. Shaw, how are you doing?
I'm doing amazing.
You're doing amazing?
Yes.
How amazing? What's the amazing stuff that you'll be doing?
I mean, my business is going pretty good with my life coaching, and I am in transition with that, as I told you. So I'm excited that I'll be coming out with new content and on my YouTube page, my Instagram. So you guys, make sure you guys keep it locked.
Keep it locked.
Keep it locked.
Yeah, I'm excited. Check out
all the new exciting stuff, not just what I'm doing, but what R&B Live is doing.
I like the way that sounds.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I like the way that sounds. But we got a full house. We got one of the dopest artists.
I can't wait. In Vegas. I'm excited.
Matter of fact, he came on our show last season, the first episode, Mr. Nico Blue.
Yeah.
Nico Blue is going to be in the house, so you guys just keep it locked. Nico Blue is going to be in the house, and he's going to be performing live tonight. And, you know, since we're off in June, you know, we got to celebrate Black History or Black Music Month.
Yes.
Okay. So we got to celebrate. So we're going to be talking about a lot of things. I got my Juneteenth shirt on, you know what I'm saying? So I'm representing that as always. And we got a lot of other stuff that we're talking about. We're going to talk about why we changed our name to R&B Live. So
let's get into it.
But I want to play the theme song.
Yes.
I got to play the theme song.
I love this.
This is a new artist. His name is Anderson Day.
Addison Day.
What did I say?
Addison. Oh, Anderson.
God, I said Anderson. I'm thinking about Anderson.
Season 3. There you go, butchering. You're still going.
You're still butchering. You're going to get it.
You know what I need you guys to stop doing is stop keeping count.
I lost count already.
Well, I need you to stop mentioning this. Anywho.
Just stop fucking up. But then we... Yes, won't have to worry about.
Yeah. No. You ain't lying about that. You ain't lying about that. Stop fucking up. You won't get no. Anyway, so I want to play the theme song. Song is fire.
It is.
It's called R&B Live by Anderson Day. Here we go.
Yes. Check it out.
Relax and just vibe out. Yeah. Put on my favorite station so we can black out. Yeah. You know the station where they play real good R&B. With DJ Kiefer, Sade, it's a shot. Ooh, they bringing that old theme back. They make you wanna fall in love all over again. So turn the music up and just take my hand and come with me.
The music to the right frequency.
It's time for a little intimacy, yeah.
DJ Good Vibe is on the one and twos. Playing that music, they get you in the mood.
No other podcast
make me feel like that. Tune in every other Thursday.
R&B Live.
R&B Live. To another place. I even listen when I'm laid up.
To R&B Live. R&B Live. To
R&B Live.
To R&B
Live.
Here comes my favorite topic of the week. Where they talk about five silky sheets. That's when they play music that'll take you straight to the bedroom. Bedroom.
They play songs like these are the sounds of love making lady. Turn off the lights and turn it in the air.
When I need a counselor, all I do is just tune in, let the healing begin.
DJ Good Vibe is on the one and twos. Playing that music, they get you in the mood. All the podcasts make me feel like that. Tune in every other Thursday.
I'm liking it. How y'all like it?
Let us know how you like the new theme song. song.
That's our new theme song. You know, it's R&B Live. You know what I'm saying? We're back, season 3, episode 21.
Yes.
You know, we got a lot of good things for you. Oh, you know, I forgot. I gotta play the background. There we go. So I'm so used to Good Vibe doing it, but you know, we're gonna let Good Vibe be the DJ that he is. You know what I'm saying? Because he's the motherfucking DJ, and that's the way he gonna be doing it. So yeah. So, but yeah, we're back. We're back, man. Kiefer.
Great job on the song. I really, really like it. You guys, let us know what you think of the song and how much you like it.
Yeah. You know, go to info@rnb/live.com. It's rnb-live.com. You gotta say that shit 4 or 5 times before I get my tongue twisted. Anyway, so we're celebrating Black Music Month here on the Grownest. Almost said it. The R&B Live.
There you go.
So obviously it was June 19th. We're celebrating that. To be honest with you, I don't even celebrate 4th of July anymore, to be honest with you. I mean, I went to the Dodgers game, so I don't know if that's celebrating, you know. It's like a pastime for me. I like to go to a Dodger game during that type of holiday.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? 4th of July, stuff like that. And they freaking lost, though.
Aww.
Yeah, Dodgers lost that game. Yes. They lost against the Pirates. So we took me and my homeboy, we went up there. Anyway, so let's see. Let's make a couple announcements here. Let's get into the R&B news. You know what I'm saying?
Let's do it.
So
you got for us?
R&B news. You know, I got her has had. Oh yeah, did you already do that? Yeah, that's
what's going on.
I don't know.
With her.
I don't know. Jay, you didn't do. You didn't do the Juneteenth yet. You already did it. All right. So her announcing lights on festival. Okay. Shoreline Festival Grounds. I don't even know what city that is. Oh, I think that's in New York. That's in New York. Oh, it's California. Oh, okay, never mind. So that's a great lineup, man. They got
So who's all gonna be there? Let the people know.
Everybody. It's like her, Jasmine Stunnellin.
Okay.
Jacquees. Who else is on that list? I can't see from here. But who? So it's a nice lineup. I would say it's almost like
are you going?
No.
Oh.
Well, what date is it again, OJ? September 16th. Oh, okay. That's not that far. I might be able to go to that.
I'm about to look into it.
I ain't got no job, so. No, I'm just kidding.
But for all our R&B lovers out there, make sure you guys check that out.
Yeah.
September 16th.
Yeah, September 16th. Yep. And also on the Juneteenth celebration, man, they celebrated at Leimert Park. Mm-hmm. They had a live concert there. They had Too Short, Wiz Khalifa. Who else? They had dope artists. They had dope artists there. I mean, I think Lucky Day was there.
I like Lucky.
And you know, and I love Leimert Park, man. They do a great thing there in Leimert Park. When they do concerts there, I love the whole venue. I
mean, yeah,
how they do it in the streets and they close off the whole. So it was great. So that was great. I was hoping I'd get there. You know, I didn't make it. So and I didn't even know that they even had that. I wish I had known they had that concert. You know what I'm saying? So more R&B news. Jacquees. Speaking of Jacquees, he's in trouble. He's in trouble.
Why?
What did he do? He was arrested, allegedly, biting and choking a female employee at a bar in Georgia.
Oh, wow.
Right next, you know, I think the bar is next to the mall. The Georgia Mall.
Mm.
I don't know if you ever been to Georgia Mall. Mm-hmm. So he was arrested, charged, and then he was released. So this case is still pending, so I didn't get any more information on that. But Jacquees, man, why are you biting females?
Yeah.
First of all,
that's not right.
That's not right. Oh, you know what? at all. Before we even do anything, we have to celebrate. So do you want some douce?
Yeah.
You want some douce?
Absolutely.
I'm not gonna ask goodbye because you know.
I got juice.
You got juice. Mm. Like
we do miss our girl Sade. She's not here tonight, but shout out to our girl Sade. We love you.
All right. We back. Okay. So anyway. Yeah. Cheers to everyone. Cheers to you. Cheers. Goodbye. What you got there, man? You got that can. Hey,
it's my juice.
Cheers to everyone, man. Thank you guys, man. Without you guys, there is not us. You know, we do this for you guys. We love music. We love R&B music. We love the culture. And we want to continue to bring you everything about the culture. Tashaw has some great news to some great announcements that she's going to be letting us know. We could probably let them know in this episode, right? You want to let them know in this episode, like what you're planning on doing, your segments and whatnot.
Sure.
Okay. You know, and maybe. Yeah. Okay. You know, we'll see how many drinks he gets in her. So yes. Maybe that'll loosen her up a little bit. Sade's not here, but she will join us hopefully soon. Not in this episode, but but
she'll be back. She's still with us.
Yeah, she's still with us.
She's still with us. Yeah. So.
Let me
make sure you guys keep it locked.
She out there working, twerking.
Every other Thursday.
You said what?
I said every for other our listeners. Make sure they keep it locked and make sure they check us out every other Thursday.
Every other Thursday, yeah. Well, this particular episode is on Wednesday, but from now on it's gonna be Thursdays.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't change it.
Why?
I didn't change it on the website. And I don't even want to talk about the website.
But we sending them to the website.
Okay, what are we talking
make
about?
Sure you go to the website.
Check it out.
You know, actually,
rmblive.com.
Okay.
It's the dash.
As you can tell, we're kind of rusty on this shit. Even myself, I'm discombobulated. And none of y'all helping me out. Y'all just letting
me go. How do you say super hard ass words like that perfectly fine? And other words you can't say at all.
You don't want discombobulated?
Yeah.
That's not a hard word.
You understand how most people can't say that word?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Let me drink some more. Maybe that's the reason why. Because that, you know, okay, discombobulated. All right. BET Awards. Did you watch your BET Awards?
I did. It actually was really good.
Any thoughts?
I didn't see it.
Goodbye. You didn't see it.
No.
J Boogie, you saw the good BET Awards?
Boo.
Are you trying to tell me that the only people that saw is the host?
And not, apparently. Not
the DJ. I know Sade, because me and Sade was texting each other about the BET Awards.
When was it?
It was really good.
It was on June 26th, I think. Something like that.
Yeah, they had some great performances.
Yeah, I want to go in my notes.
Good rewards.
Because there was some stuff that I want to talk about that I thought it was like, are y'all serious? They're gonna let this happen?
Is that the one that Busta Rhymes got that award?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. That was the Busta Rhymes Awards. Yeah, that was cool.
That was cool.
I like that. You know, they were celebrating 50 years of hip hop. I'm surprised you missed that one.
I only saw that one section.
Oh, you just saw that part?
Yeah, the Busta.
The Busta part, okay.
Yeah.
Busta.
Yeah, so, man, where's my notes? Gee,
come on now.
Jesus.
I blame it on the desert heat.
But did you have a favorite performance?
Yeah, I wrote it down. You have to understand that the... It was a month ago. You know what I'm saying?
That's okay.
Or almost,
I get
a month ago. So I'm trying to
remember myself.
I'm trying to remember the
any standout performances.
That's the any standout. Wait a minute. Did I put it in here?
Thing you didn't like.
Let's see. Oh, look at that. Got it right here. Look. Big words. See? BET Awards 2023. All right, so they had the best male artist, pop, best male R&B pop artist, Usher, Chris Brown, Weeknd, Drake. I don't know how the fuck Drake get in that shit.
He's a good singer.
Are you hating on Drake?
Drake is not a fucking R&B singer.
He's a better.
He sang and he raps.
I think he's a better R&B singer than he is a rapper. That's just a personal opinion.
He's not singing, guys. He's not singing.
What is he doing then?
He's humming.
He's not humming.
Yes, he is. He's
humming. I wouldn't understand the words if he was humming. I understand every word he's saying.
You will never see him do a falsetto. You will never hear him.
That's
do runs.
That's okay. Everybody have a different range.
And anyway, can I continue on?
Whoa.
With my...
Don't be disrespecting my Drake.
I know.
don't disrespect the Drake.
Okay. That's how you feel about Drake?
Yes.
Okay. Drake?
Yeah, she ready to toss her drink at you. Look at her
face.
Yeah,
no, boy. Okay, I'm sorry, Tashaw. You know, your man is okay.
No, I want to get into it though.
Brent Fryer, and Blast, and Burna Boy.
Mm-hmm.
So who won?
Who won? I don't remember who
Chris
won.
Brown.
Chris Brown.
Mm-hmm. Chris Brown. Chris Beasy.
Now, and, were you happy with that?
Yeah. Okay. God, yeah, I think. So, album of the year, SZA, Chris Brown, Gorilla, Beyonce, Kendrick Lamar, and Drake and 21 Savage. Who won?
I think Beyonce.
Kendrick.
Beyonce didn't win?
Beyonce won.
Okay. Do you think she deserved that?
I think, no, that was a good album. I'm not a Beyonce fan, so... best new artist.
Here you go hating again.
Best new artist. Oh, wait a minute. I gotta put my. I'm sorry. Best new artist. They didn't give me a list, man. I thought I wrote it down. Coco Jones won best new artist.
She had an amazing performance.
Yes. I was about that guy right there. Coco Jones killed it.
She killed it.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
If you guys haven't seen it, go check it out. I'm sure it's online. You gotta check it out. It was so good. Man. Thank you, Coco, for...
Coco killed it, man.
I'm taking mental notes, bro.
Having
I'm gonna go watch it after.
And
no,
then,
that it was really
it
good.
I put it right there. Amazing performance. Standing ovation.
Oh, wow.
She got a standing ovation. Yeah,
she was so good.
She was fire. And then obviously they didn't have no host because of the whole SAG strike. So what they were doing, they were having a DJ. What's the guy from New York? The New York DJ? I'm asking the DJ. What's the New York DJ, man?
Which one?
The famous one, the one that started hip hop.
Capri.
Huh?
Cool. Kid Capri.
Thank you.
I would have guessed Kid Capri, Funk Flex,
or DJ Premier. Okay, Kid Capri. He was like pretty much doing the whole announcement. He was like introducing stuff. He was like they were going through all the hip hop of 50. Now, I might get the slack for this, but damn it, I'm gonna say it anyway. Patti LaBelle, what the fuck was wrong with you, girl? She didn't know the lyrics of Tina Marie's song. She forgot the lyrics. She even said it on the mic.
No. The Tina Turner song, right?
Tina Turner. What did I say? Tina Marie? I said Tina Turner.
I heard about that.
Tina Turner, yeah. She forgot the lyrics. She was singing. She said, I forgot the lyrics, but I'm going to try to get through this. That's what she said.
It happens
to
everybody.
Well, she
could
do that.
No.
It's not her song.
No.
I'm going to give her grace.
I'm...
She's been in the game for a minute. How old is Patty?
70-something. Okay. I don't know. 70, whatever. She needs...
I think it would have been a different situation if she forgot her own lyrics.
She probably would have. That would have been... And you know what's so crazy? They said they had it on the prompter, and she still forgot the lyrics. Hmm. They had it on the prompter. Yes, I'm putting you out on blast, because I have people's up in there.
I love you, Patty.
Me too.
I like the Patty... The patty pie. the Patti LaPille pies. Have you ever had those?
No, I haven't.
Oh my God. Go to Costco. They're all over the Costco.
Mm. Oh, those little, ones.
Yeah, the Patti, the Patti LaPille pies.
I haven't had those.
Okay, so yeah, we're enough of that because I finally got mine. All right, so I want to get into who is a cancer in the R&B game? Who is the biggest cancers? Like you know your sign. Mm-hmm. Like who's cancer season right now? Like in the R&B game, I got five artists that I know. I just want to know if you guys know any.
Missy. Isn't she a cancer?
I didn't see her on the list.
Oh, you said R&B.
Though. R&B, yeah. Missy's not.
Okay,
R&B
even though she be kind of singing. But,
she don't be singing either.
Hey, now.
That's how she started.
She can sing.
I didn't say she can't see. I just, she's a rapper. Y'all. But see what happens with the R&B game now? They confusing everybody. They ain't even confusing this sister over here.
No, I'm not confused.
Yes, you are. You call him Drake. You call him Drake an R&B singer. He's not an R&B singer.
I didn't.
And you're saying
Missy.
Well,
he does sing. He collaborates and he with his own music and other people, but with his own music, he sang and rap. So what is that?
I'm just laughing that
he's an artist.
Tasha's looking at you like, what are you talking about? Kiefer, where are you, Kiefer?
No, for real. I mean, I'm right here. I ain't gone nowhere. All right, so anyway, back to cancers. R&B singers that are cancers. Famous ones, like top notch. There are probably some.
The Weeknd? Is he a cancer?
No, Weeknd's not on cancer.
Why is my mind?
Okay, Solange Knowles. It's a cancer. Her birthday's on the 24th of June.
Okay, cancer.
Oh, so
her. I didn't know her birth. Her.
Okay.
Her birthday's on June 27th. Old School Joe.
Joe, I love me some
I wanna Joe. Know. July 5th is his birthday. And Fantasia.
Happy birthday, cancers.
June 30th. June 30th.
That kind of makes sense.
That make what?
That kind of makes sense. The way they sing is different.
Mm, okay. I'd never known that. How?
Like, it's like a water sign. The water signs are a lot more expressive and moodier and what's the word? Passionate, maybe.
Oh wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so it comes out differently, like when they sing.
No kidding. Well, that's crazy because the next one is Keith Sweat.
Oh, there you go. Mm-hmm.
And he be, you know, that's my man right there. Keith Sweat be
now. Nah,
he be whining and moaning and yeah. So that's it for the R&B news. That's it for the R&B news. You know, anybody else got anything else? That's you know, speaking of Keith Sweat. You know, we got the little old school right there.
Got the old school. Yep, Keith Sweat.
But this is actually Silk.
Oh, okay.
Zek's got it going on. All right. So anyway, so we're gonna go into the mix right real quick. We got this. We got artist Miss Kalani Ladady.
Say it. Give her. Say it.
Ladady. Right. No. I say it.
Kiana Ladeg.
Ladeg. That's what I said. I said Ladeg. Okay, never mind. You need to stop laughing. You're laughing. You're laughing a little too hard over there.
That was funny.
All right, we're about to play a video right now. Your best friend. This is your man Kiefer.
And your girl Tasha.
R&B Live.
Keep it locked.
Yes. Yo, welcome back. Welcome back to your man DJ Kiefer.
And it's your girl Tasha.
R&B Live.
Right.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm excited.
Are you ready for this performance?
I am so ready. So, I missed the other one. So
this young man came to our first ever podcast.
Yes.
Episode 1.
I seen it.
I had to bring him back because we didn't do him right the first time.
You know, but we're going to do him right today.
He needs this because the dude is phenomenal.
I'm super excited.
And I use this word all the time. Extraordinaire.
All right now.
You know,
I can't wait.
You know, okay, so we got singer, writer, producer, artist, the one and only Nico Blue.
I'm gon' fuck you on your backside, alright. Love you right, you wanna ride all night. I'm gon' fuck you on your front side. Take my time between them thighs, you wanna ride tonight. I'm gon' fuck you on your backside. It's 2 o'clock and I'm still waiting. I wanna see you, baby, cause I can't take it. I wanna kiss you and rub you and sex you. I gotta see you, have you, cause I'm a terrorist. You've been saying things that put me in the mood. Lord knows the things that I'ma do to you, babe. Talking on the phone all night, cause I know that I know that it's going down tonight. I love you right, you wanna ride all night. All night on your front side, take my time between them thighs, between them.
Welcome back. Welcome back, man. R&B Live Podcast.
Woo! Yes.
Did y'all hear that? I'm telling you.
That was so amazing.
Man.
It was so good.
That song is pinning me a five top five silky sheets on the draws.
Yeah, I definitely need to pick that song.
What?
And put it in the top five.
Without further ado, I got my man.
Mr.
Nico Blue.
Hey.
What's up, Nico?
What's up?
Get the clap.
Hey, yeah. How y'all doing, man?
We good. How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Wow, bro.
Welcome. I'm doing all right. Thanks for putting down the vocals.
Appreciate y'all having
so,
me.
So good.
Yeah.
Man, welcome back, man. You know, I had to bring you back.
Yeah.
You know, to do you right. You know what I'm saying? You know, because
yeah. What happened?
He was thrown into the experiment.
Oh.
I mean, this is the very first one, so
yeah,
it will be trial and error.
Definitely.
Man, it was big time trial and error. But I'm glad I was able to reach out to him. He was very like, yeah, man, tell me when. I should tell him the dates. He put me on the first. I said, come on.
Awesome.
He's the first one back, season 3, episode 21.
Yes, sir.
The new R&B Live. You know what I'm saying? So, how you been, man? It's been a year. So, how you been, brother? What's been going on? It's been a year? Yeah, it's been a year.
That's the last time I've been on?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God.
A full year.
Wow.
That's a long time. I didn't even know it was a year.
Yeah.
I've been good, man. I just been grinding, you know, still putting out quality music as much as I can.
Yeah.
This R&B is in me.
I love it. You got this... these projects that's coming out, you know, can you speak about what's coming out for you? And
I got this new single that's coming out. It's called All My Life. It comes out on the 21st, which will be in the next 2 days. So by the time this airs, it's gonna be out.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, wait, are you gonna perform that song for us?
Yeah.
We getting an exclusive.
So no one, like, you never performed this song live.
No, I never have.
Oh my God, dude. See, you know, I'm starting to feel the love. I'm starting to feel the love, you know what I'm saying? But when you represent R&B music as we do here at R&B Live, we give out so much love, and it's really a blessing that, you know, artists like yourself that could come on and bless us with your talents and your gifts.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So this is always going to be your home. Like, if you ever want to drop, if you drop in anything, you hit me up. Hey, Kiefer, man, I got something coming out in a couple weeks. What are you looking like? I'll send you a schedule. Come on.
Oh, man.
I'll bring you on 5-6 times. I don't give a damn.
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah. I know I didn't say that last time, but, you know, but that's real talk, man. I want, you know, this is your home.
Okay.
You know, we talked off air that, you know, that Vegas is, the R&B scene is, you know, I'm not going to say it's dead, but it needs some life.
Yeah, rejuvenation.
It really does.
How you feel about the climate here in Vegas in regards to the R&B culture?
Personally, I mean, I know a lot of R&B artists, but it's not a place that we can call home, to where we can all connect and collaborate and I would say also it's a lot of egos and stuff, you know. Yeah. People feel they're bigger than, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Bigger than one another and stuff like that. But majority, like I said, we don't really have a home to where we can go to and consider that's our R&B home.
Yeah.
Why do you feel that's a disconnect here? You know, I know you're from ATL, so is it a difference?
It's just being around in venues and artists. Like I told you, a lot of artists have egos. They feel like they're, you know, bigger than certain people or whatever. And R&B need to stick together, period.
I agree.
Especially here, man. Yeah, yeah. I agree. Yeah. Any new producers that you're working with in regards to these new projects, or this is the only song right now that's going to be coming out?
It's not the producer that produced this song, his name is Donovello. He produced All My Life, but I'm not really working with any new producers. The very first song, All Night, that is produced by, his name is Danny EB Tracks. Those are the only two producers that I've really been working with.
Okay.
Majority, yeah.
Now, are we gonna come out with an EP or album this year?
I'm working on that, man. I don't know. Whatever inspires me, I just go with that. Right now, it's just been the singles, but I would like to drop an EP or something, you know. But it's just, I'm just, whatever inspires me, whatever I'm feeling.
Right.
I just go with it.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, man, your music is incomparable. You know what I'm saying?
So I think,
you know, for us fans, because I'm a fanboy right now.
All right now.
I appreciate that.
I'm definitely a fan.
You know, I like playing independent artists in my car.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And the good ones.
Yeah.
There's not a few. There are a few up here on this wall that you're going to be on that wall too in a minute.
Hey, man.
But that's what I like. I play independent artists. I play the music, not because I love it. If I like it, I'm a bump it.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me, we're gonna go back.
Okay,
we're gonna go way back, like Four Flats.
Let's go back.
All right.
When did you notice that this is something that you wanted to do? And who told you, or who's someone that said, yeah, he got it, you know? Who's that first inspiration that told you,
man,
that?
I'm, to be honest with you, I started in church, and I was just so shy.
Come on now.
I was shy, man. I was just, my mom, and the first person is my mother.
Okay.
She knew that I can sing. I never sung in front of her, but she, I don't know, she got this motherly spirit.
Mm-hmm.
She knew that I can sing, and she's the first person that's like, go ahead, do that, baby.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Go ahead, do that.
Come on, mama.
But my brother, I got two older brothers. My middle brother, he can sing. He was in a group and all that. Mm-hmm. And so I was always watching him and his group travel.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They traveled around the world. And I was just soaking up the game from him.
You tagged along. Nice. You tagged along, and
I was just so shy
from afar. You were soaking it up.
Yeah, just soaking everything up.
So what? Okay, so you got everything from. Did you start singing in church?
I did slowly, but I was a very late bloomer. I would say probably like 19.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just like me in my first time having sex. I was a late bloomer. We won't talk about that right now. But
19 minus what?
No, 19 plus. But okay, so at 19 you started to get out of the shell a little bit.
Yeah, I started to get out of the shell.
Was it like the gospel songs, man, that you was playing? I mean,
it was majority because I was in church. It was gospel, and then I start to veer off
to the secular, secular,
listening to secular music when I wasn't supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
And
at 19.
Yeah.
Wow, they had you locked in.
It was strict over there.
Yeah.
But I get it. A lot of
especially in the A.
Yeah.
It's the Bible Belt.
Southern. Yeah.
Southern Baptists.
Yeah.
Who are some of the secular artists or that inspire you?
It's so many. I got a top five.
Let's hear it.
Dead or alive. Top five.
Okay.
One, MJ. All day, every day. Mm-hmm. Number two is Prince.
Mm. Mm.
Number three is Stevie.
Love me some Stevie.
Love him, yeah.
Yeah, Stevie.
Can't do wrong, Stevie.
Stevie. Four is Luther.
Woo!
And five is Usher.
Okay.
Usher. All men, Usher. No women.
Usher Raymond.
Usher Raymond.
Yeah.
Give me one woman artist that inspire you a little.
So, one off the bat is Jasmine.
Jasmine.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. I love her. She's really dope.
I love her. I love her voice.
She's really good.
That raspy, man, just gets me.
Sheesh. Mm.
Okay, so what you name, you know, Mount Rushmore.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Yes.
So that, you know, so they're in a whole category by themselves. Outside of that Mount Rushmore, who else inspired you? You give me like one or two.
I really listen to a whole lot of Jay Holiday.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I just love his tone. Yeah. I love his voice.
Bad.
When that came on, when that song came on, that song blew my mind because I never heard anything like that.
Me either.
Yeah.
Me either. Yeah.
In the dream world, that, by the way.
Yes.
But yeah.
For real.
Atlanta
based.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, mostly gospel.
Gospel. Who are some singers, of your gospel
Commission.
Singers? Okay.
Commission.
I like Commission.
Mm-hmm. Hey, my favorite is Jay Moss.
Yeah, I like Jay Moss.
Jay Moss and who's the other cat? Oh my god, he sounds like Prince. Oh man, I can't. Oh my god, I'll think about it. Yeah, he's young cat, super super dope. I mean, this is back in the early 2000s, so I forgot his name. G Willikers.
It'll come to you.
It'll come to me. Yeah, but Jay Moss is number one for me.
So if you had the opportunity to open up for anyone today, right now, who would you open up for?
Usher. He got a residency out here. Hey,
yes,
man, let me get
right.
On, dog.
you gonna pull Keke Palmer up on stage? Come on, speak.
I'm gonna try to.
You gonna try to?
I'm gonna try to.
I know that's right.
Just don't get too freaky now.
I know, right?
You know, baby mama might say something, or somebody mama might say something.
Baby daddy might say something.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, her baby daddy.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. All right, so what other? I'm trying to figure out. Thank you.
Question.
Thank you.
How would you describe your sound? You know, your sound or.
My sound is lately. I would say before it was more traditional R&B.
Mm-hmm.
I would say 90s R&B.
Yeah.
But now I kind of veered off into trap soul and Afrobeat.
Mm.
I love Afrobeat.
Yeah.
It's just the vibe. It's just.
Yeah, I'm getting into Afrobeat.
I can make it my own.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. We were talking this off air how you know, they're trying to push Afrobeat into the R&B sector. And I'm okay with that to a certain extent because, I mean, but it's still Afro beats. It's not R&B beats or whatever it's called. But if you're going to take that rhythm, then like what I was saying, make it yours. Give it that R&B flavor. Give me instrumentation. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Give it that riff, the melodies, everything that's what R&B is. You can still have the beat of the instruments from Afrobeat.
I would say majority of the Afrobeat artists, they're from Nigeria.
Yeah.
But there's not a whole lot of artists that's doing Afrobeat R&B. I would say probably that's predominant is probably Chris Brown.
Yeah, because he definitely tapped into that.
Yeah.
And he did it right.
Yeah, he did it right. He did it right.
He did it right. So if you want a formula, I'll say follow that.
Yeah. Yeah.
To be honest with you.
Yeah.
So and that's your new song that you're gonna be performing. Mm-hmm. It has that same vibe, right?
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait to hear this, man. Come on. You know, I know
I'm excited.
Yeah.
All my life.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Come on.
All right, so let's see.
Get into it.
All right, so we have this thing on R&B Live is that, you know, build your own band. Almost something like, you know, the R&B Money, but you know, we ain't copying R&B Money. Big shout out to Tank and Jay Valentine.
But
we kind of like this, you know, cause these are independent artists, Jay Valentine and Tank. These are independent artists, you know what I'm saying? We like to hear their perspective.
Absolutely.
On how they build their mega group. So if you have three members, male, female, old, new. Who will be, you know, the members of this
group?
How
many?
Three.
Three?
Yeah.
Prince off top. He can play everything.
Facts.
Everything.
He's the whole band.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. MJ, of course, got to put him there.
Okay.
And this may throw everybody for a loop. James Brown.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he gonna bring that funk.
You have a lot of you have a huge entertainment value to this group.
Yeah.
Like each one of these
performers.
And performers, yeah.
Yeah.
And singers.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can sing. Along with it, but it's nothing like a full packaged entertainer.
I love it.
Can you dance? Or play any instruments?
I can't, man. I would love to. I would love to play the piano. Mm-hmm. I just need to take time to figure it out.
Yeah. So
it's never too late.
So let me ask you this question: how does the creativity process come to you when you put these your songs together?
Man, to be honest with you, it's like I said before: it's whatever inspires me. Man, I get inspired by the littlest stuff. The sun is bright. Oh, I'm inspired.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
I'm gonna write a song.
Right.
I can see. Anything, just anything will just inspire me to. I'll see a couple arguing or something. Oh, they'll inspire me to write a song.
Wow, yeah, wow!
Yeah. I get inspired quickly, man.
So John has that same thing. John from Troop. When we interview him, he said that he's not gonna stop. He's been doing it for 30 years. Mm-hmm. He said, and I asked him what keeps you going. He said until the music stops in my head. So do you
great
get
way to put it.
Do you get that same type of
yes.
And you always, because you know,
absolutely.
Artists, man, I'm telling you, there's something special about every artist. I don't care if they're good, bad, great, whatever. They have one thing in common. They always cannot stop dreaming about music or melodies.
Right.
It's always in their head. Like they could go through the whole day and you just hear a melody and you have to like put it on paper or do something
have
to get it out. You got to get it out.
Have
you
to.
Get it
or
out.
You gonna lose it.
You gonna lose it.
Yeah. You gonna lose it.
Yeah. So I mean, I don't get that. Do you get that? I don't get melodies in my head. Do you? No.
Hey man.
No,
yeah.
I don't get it. I get music in my head, but it's not necessary because I love music.
Well, yeah, I get that, but I'm talking about like
but,
inspiration.
Inspiration is free.
It is.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
wow.
a good one. Inspiration but it's, free. It's so true.
That is true. What else we want to ask this man?
Yes.
Give your tags. Like, tell everyone where they can find you.
You can find me on Instagram, Nico Blue, NICO_BLEU. You can find me on Facebook, NICO, BLEU.
Okay. And
yeah. Awesome.
And I love the way how he spells blue.
Is it?
What was the reason of this particular way of spelling of the?
So the whole backstory. My middle name is Nicholas. Mm-hmm. So we shorten that. And then my favorite color is blue. And we just switch to EU.
Mm.
Simple,
like
simple as hell.
I love it.
Super simple.
Super simple.
Yep.
I love it.
I'm gonna call myself Kiefer Blue. Because I like blue too. I'm for real. You know, I'm from Detroit. You see I'm got hot on little blue up in here.
That's so, right.
Well, you know, hey man. Oh, wait a minute. Before we go, you have an exclusive for us.
Yes.
Video. Are you trying to tell me that we could play the new track?
Yes.
All right, so we're gonna go ahead and play the new track, and then when we come back, we're gonna go ahead and continue interviewing my brother Nico Blue. And y'all just keep it locked. This your man DJ Kiefer
and your girl Tasha. Right. R&B Live.
Be right back. Yo, wow.
What's up, everyone?
Okay,
boy Nico.
That video was fire.
It was fire.
And you know what? You did it right, bro. You did it right. The Afrobeat sound with all the instrumentation,
mm-hmm.
melodies.
Mm-hmm.
Killed it.
It was fire.
It was fire. I really like that. I think this is gonna. This might.
Everybody need to go and.
This might put you on the map.
That.
This might.
Also,
you know, I think
stream it.
Yeah, I think this is also. Gonna. We're gonna push it here. Now we got it. We're gonna push it.
I appreciate it, man.
Because it's fire.
I know.
Good Vibe is gonna love it, right? Good Vibe. he like Good Vibe. Like that shit. You know what I'm saying? So you got any more questions?
Yeah, I mean. I would like to know, like, have you ever had a setback in your music career, but it turned out to be a blessing? You thought it was a setback, but it was your comeback.
Man, I feel like that every day. Every day, honestly.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
An independent artist, it's tough, man.
Tons of setbacks.
You know, I don't have any management. I'm doing everything on my own.
Wow.
So everything's coming out of my pocket. So
wow.
It's a grind, but this is what I love, man. I can't turn it off.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's one day at a time.
Gotcha.
I would say.
So is it true that when you're in this music business or this industry that you still have to, you know, we want to put 500% into the business, but you still got to pay your bills.
Yeah.
So are you working a 9-to-5 and then doing this?
Yes. I got a 9-to-5. I'm gonna say this now. Any artist that's a struggling artist, is nothing wrong working a 9-to-5 fund your passion.
Thank
yes.
you.
Please.
Thank you.
Do not think it's corny,
absolutely
whack, or effed up. Man, if you want to chase your dreams, you got to start out with a 9-to-5.
Facts.
Nothing wrong with that.
Let them know.
I love it. I love
Nothing
it. And
wrong
that's
with
coming
that.
From, it's coming from a true artist that's,
yeah.
that's in it.
Yeah.
That's
and doing
it.
You know
yeah.
Yeah.
And not giving up.
And it doesn't matter how long it takes. Just don't give up.
Yeah.
And the one thing I want to like give you a flowers, my brother, is that you are very talented.
Hey, I appreciate that.
Okay, very talented. You know what I'm saying? So, and I've been in this game for 30 years, and I've been around a lot of independent artists, you know, that were very talented and got veered away through life.
That
you know what I'm saying? You
happens.
Know, so for someone that stays in it and stay focused as you are, I commend you and I give you flowers for that.
It's tough, man.
You know,
it's tough.
Yeah, I feel you, and that's why this platform, this podcast, needs to be where it needs to be.
So
we can continue to push the narrative,
yes.
and you know, and give you all the shine and the lights that you need to get noticed. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, you know, big shout out to you, man. I'm glad.
Blessings, man. Blessings.
But you know, before you go, because you are gonna perform your new single, right?
Yes. Yes.
But before you go, you got to get on the wall.
Okay,
gotta get on the wall.
Okay. You gotta get on our face.
And you know, and we got this dope ass. Look at this shit.
That is fire.
Ain't that shit fly?
It's so fire.
That shit's fly as hell, man. Big up, shot. Big up
who
to the photographer.
That? Who did that?
Who is that?
Big up to the photographer, man.
Exactly.
Yeah, his name is the photographer. Let me plug him. His name is Hugo Rebus.
He's out
super
here.
Dope. Yeah, he's out here. He does all my photos.
Nice. Well, that's really
Hugo.
Dope.
Big up to shot. Yeah, big
Very
up to Hugo,
dope.
Man. Yeah, yes, we want you to sign this, man. But while he's signing this, we're going to go ahead and get into a little break. And coming up, man, It's my man Nico Blue, and the name of the song again is
All My Life.
All My Life.
All My Life.
You guys keep it locked. It's your man Kiefer
and your girl Tasha.
R&B Live.
It's your
sister.
Thank R&B Live for having me. It's truly been an honor. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. God bless y'all. Peace. You can find me at NICO_BLEU on Instagram. And you can find me on Facebook, NICO_BLEU. Nico Blue.
Yeah. Welcome back. Welcome back to your man DJ Kiefer right here on the R&B Live podcast.
And it's your girl, Tasha.
I got the beautiful Tasha.
Yes.
How you doing, girl?
I am amazing.
You know what we got? Coming up next? I think we got the top five silky sheets.
Ooh, my favorite.
Top five silky sheets. Hit it, man. Hit it, boy. Hit it right there.
I'm a kid for you. You make it look like it's magic. Cause I see nobody but you.
And I'm gon' beat it like a drum. Beat it like a drum. Beat it. Bam, 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 bam. Bam, 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 bam. Bam.
Kiefer. How you doing? How you doing?
I'm good. What's
you doing
up?
Good? You doing good?
How are you guys doing? How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. What about you, Good Vibe?
I'm good.
You good?
Yes. Always good.
Hey, we're in the top five Silky Sheets right now, and we got something real sexy for you. I got my girl. She's a blue eyes singer. You know how I feel about my blue eyes singers. Skylar Stecker. Did I say it right?
Yes.
Song is called You. It's a nice little, like a nice little. So y'all check it out here, it's man Kiefer.
Check it out and get your groove on.
R&B Live Podcast. Here we go. Welcome back, your man Kiefer. What's going on?
Welcome back. It's your girl Tasha.
Hi, Tasha.
Hey.
You've been kind of quiet, but when you speak, they be hearing you.
They be hearing me. Y'all better hear me.
So that's a new artist. Her name is Skylar Street.
I like that song. Street,
yeah, Street or whatever. Yeah, Stecker.
You guys check her out.
Yeah, yeah. You know, Blue Eye Devil. I mean, I'm sorry, Blue Eye Singer. I'm sorry, my bad. That was kind of bad. I shouldn't have said that. Sound like my mama.
I really like that song though. That was good.
Yeah. Okay. So, Tasha, what
next?
You girl, what you got for us?
I don't know what I got.
Freaking you, Jodeci.
I gotta really talk to you
about your selection of your music, because there's gotta be some.
Because I sound like a freak.
Something like that. Are you?
Maybe.
We're gonna talk about that.
Don't y'all wanna know?
Yeah. We're gonna dive into that after this song right here. Okay, guys. So, Freaking You, Jodeci, Old School. This your man Kiefer. To tell mama. Welcome back to Man Kiefer. I can sing.
Welcome back. Oh, please.
No, I can't. No.
By all means.
Hey, enough.
Do your thing.
Another douce in my system. I can sing really well. You better notice.
Welcome back to R&B Live.
Hi, Tasha.
What's up?
You doing good?
I'm feeling good now.
Are you?
Got my douce.
That drink is
got
not.
Got my freak on.
The drink. The,
what's next?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Let's talk about your freakness.
Okay. What you want to
know? So what kind of categorize you as a freak? Cause everyone, I think that juice is being used too loosely these days.
Freak.
Yeah. So like, you know, we have now we're talking about sexual activities. Okay. That's what we're talking about. This is a new season. We're going to get more vulgar up in this new season.
Hey.
You know, Jay Boogie is driving now, so he can handle this shit now.
Ooh, whoop, whoop.
Ooh, Jay Boogie, whoop. Jay Boogie's driving now. What? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so we could teach him some things up in here. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Driving so, cars, right?
Yeah. He's driving cars. Yeah. So anyway, so what categorizes you as a freak? Give me something that you think that will categorize. A man or a female, a freak. What?
I mean, I think there's different levels of freakness.
Freakiness?
Yeah, freakiness.
Okay.
But I think overall, a person that's open with their sexuality, confident in it, and willing to do a variety of things, whether it's in the bedroom, toys, porn, you know,
mm-hmm.
Past, I was living that swingers life. Not
Do tell.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
But,
okay,
but yeah, I think me just being open to being a swinger, puts me in a category
of a freak.
Of a freak. Although I did live that particular life, I'm still a person that's very selective when it comes to my partners. So
selective to your freakiness.
Very selective.
So you don't be wilding out on everybody.
I can't. No.
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 Okay.
No. So everybody can't get the punani.
So no butt plug on the first night.
No, not the first night, maybe.
She leaves the freak flag folded up for a bit.
It depends on the douce.
It depends on the douce.
You want some more douce?
Hey.
Oh, yeah, you do want some more. Okay. Oh, I got to uncap it first. I agree with you. I mean, you know, I think with me, you know, I'm open to certain things, you know, and I would look, what is a certain thing? I always say this, if I try it once and I like it, I'll try it. What's the thing? You'll try it again? Yeah. I always try something for the first time. I'll try something first time. If I like it, I'll try it again.
Ooh.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
What do you want to say?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah, we about to get this.
We about to get our freak on.
All right. So, Mr. Good Vibe.
Yes, sir.
You know,
are you a freak?
No, he's very vanilla. He already told us this, and yeah, he's very vanilla.
Boring.
No. I'm sorry. No, someone told
him.
As long
as you happy.
He thought he was vanilla, but someone told him he was a freak. Or he was. Mm. Was right. Right. Did I get it right?
So, what's the story behind that?
You keep it on the wraps.
You thought you was a vanilla, but someone told you you're not a vanilla. Mm. Right? Is that what you said?
I've heard both.
You heard that you were the vanilla and a freak.
Yeah.
Mm. So I guess.
Well, I guess it depends on who it is that I.
So you know. So
that freak flag.
I equate this to, so like you know like for example, you take a fine young lady, that's from the burbs, right, and she's used to find things in the burbs. But if you take that same, you take another female from the hoochie hood and take her to burbs, she was like, damn, this is like amazing. And you're like, this is average.
Right.
So, you know, so it depends on that correlates into the freakiness. Some people might never have got butt plugs before, but when they get introduced to it for the first time, they'll be like, damn, this is nice. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, me personally.
Do you have
butt plugs? No. I knew you was going to ask me.
Would you?
I already answered this question in season 2.
Well, I'm asking again.
You have to go. You have to.
I need to confirm.
You have to go to the episode. I will tell you off air, Miss Tashaw. Gee willikers.
If the mayor major was here, she'd get it out.
He would not do anything considered, but he would not put anything
on your partner or yourself.
Oh, yeah. Oh, on a partner,
yeah,
all day,
but not on you.
On me, no.
I like men that's open to doing things.
I had a young lady. She said, I got a surprise for you. I said, what's up? So I went. I looked down. I was looking. I was like, okay, I like the surprise. And I started seeing strawberries coming. Not strawberries. Cherries coming out of her vajayjay. I was like,
what?
I was like, whoa. Oh.
Cherries for real?
She got cherries coming out. Pop. Cherries is coming out. Pow. Pow. And I was and look.
Hold on. Wait.
This is the freakiness
I'm
talking about.
Press.
Cherries were coming out her vajayjay. Pop, pop, pop. And look, it was.
I don't know if I trust that situation.
It did not stop until she reached. It was like 9. How you stuff 9 cherries in your vajayjay?
But this is the question right now.
What?
Did you eat the cherries?
You goddamn right. And I'll eat it again.
Okay.
Right there. Kiefer is a freak.
He's a freak.
House. Okay. All right. All right. Enough off of me. Let it all hang out. All right, Mr. Goodbye. What you got for your top 5 silky sheets?
Yeah.
I decided to play this one because a lot of female friends I have love this song.
What? Okay. Janae Eichel. Here we go. Your man Kiefer. And Tashaw. R&B Live.
That's you and me time. We be getting so.
Hi, Tashaw.
What's up?
You good?
I am so good.
I like that track. That track is very, very freaky.
Come on,
Janae. Janae is very, very freaky.
I love her.
You know, she's definitely all right. So we got another song. This song, right? Oh, there's another one by her, man. You know what? It's way better than that song. Just type in her name in that same folder. Yes. Watch this. Which one? What did it say? Moment. Yes. So I like this song right here. Victoria Monet. This song is called Moments. Now,
I like this song.
I'm dedicating this song to someone right now. And she know who she is. I'm dedicating this song.
So many secrets.
I'm dedicating.
I know, many secrets.
I'm dedicating this song to her. I'm letting her know that when the moment happens, it's going to happen. This right here, song is called Moments. Victoria Monet, your boy Kiefer.
And your girl Tasha.
There we go.
That's one of my favorite songs.
That's one of my favorite songs. And I had many moments like that.
Mm.
And I'll tell you why.
Do tell.
I tell you, because, you know, because I when I go into a situation, I don't go into a situation, and I'm giving you my cards for those that want to know. I don't go into a situation saying that I'm going to smash and what's going to happen. No.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do that. I let chemistry and energy dictate that moment.
Mm-hmm.
I don't push any moment. You know what I'm saying? If it's there, it's there. If the energy is there, it's there. You know, if the attraction is there, it's there. It's going to happen. So, but there are certain things that I actually say, I'm not, no. Y'all, you already know what happened. The Buddha shit. Remember the Buddha? I said, no, I'm not going to fuck with that. Remember?
What? No.
Yeah, girl, you was here when I was talking about when I was about to have sex with this one girl and she had Buddha statues all over in her bedroom. I was like, hell no, you're not praising no God over here. Then it was the other situation. No. I had a girl say that she thought I was gay because I did not smash or even try to do anything to her because she came to my house.
Wow.
And we watched movies, we had a good time, cooked dinner, what, and she got mad because she said, are you gay? I said, no. Well, why you didn't try anything with me? Because I felt it was not the right time to do it.
Mm-hmm. You gotta feel it.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was a great song, Mr. Good Vibe. Was that number 4? Yeah. We got one more, right?
Wait, what did we do? 1, 2, 3, I wrote it down. 4. Yeah, we got one more.
Yeah, one more. So what you got for us, man? Because the Deuce is kicking right now.
Oh, is?
Yeah. My head's spinning.
I wanted to bring this back.
Oh,
you remember this?
Yes.
This is like a good like enter the bedroom type song. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Forgot her name.
Tweet.
That's right.
Feature Missy Elliott.
Here we go. Going to say, R&B Live. Sorry, R&B Live. Yeah, wow. I love it.
Yes,
I love it.
Brings me back.
Dang, boy. What you doing there?
Going through your video. You got some good ones in there, man.
I know, yes. I appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. Hey, guys. Make sure you go vote for your top 5 silky sheets of the week on our website. It's www.rmb-live.com. I love you guys. You guys make me so warm inside. And it ain't the Deuce talking. So anyway, so that concludes our show.
This was great. I know. I'm sad to leave already.
That was so fast.
We'll be back. We'll be back next week.
We'll be back.
But I want to thank Nico Blue for dropping by, you know, blessing us again with his performance, man. The brother he's about to explode. This dude's very talented. Go check out Nico Blue. He's got all his tags, everything. We'll have everything on our website, you know, to follow him and whatnot. But I want to say thank you, everyone. We are finished with episode 21 of season 3.
Got more to come.
Wow. Got more to come.
Stay tuned.
Keep
it locked every other Thursday.
Every other Thursday. It's your man Kiefer.
And your girl Tasha.
And good vibe right there.
And good vibe.
Good vibes.
Peace.